God's talking to us about today. And really, Brother Paul and I didn't make it to Bible study this morning. It seems like all we do is sleep and work right now, and we're not complaining. But, you know, it's like if we're not working, we're trying to get every moment of sleep we can. And I didn't even hear what you had talked on downstairs, Brother Smith, but one of the songs, I don't remember if it was the band number or the first chorus, but it was talking about the truths that God has let us see, you know, which that's what you talk on when you do talk, what you're teaching us, whether it be to find the peace or the forgiveness or anything. But when that chorus was going, Brother Paul and I have invested a lot of time and effort in our yard this year, and just really trying to make our property look really eye appealing, you know. And I've been spending a lot of time trying to keep it watered with the temperatures like it is. And I was outside last night watering, and we've put mulch down, but even with the mulch, the weeds still like to come through. And I was out there just enjoying, you know, I have really enjoyed. I always wondered why my grandmother had such a beautiful yard. Well, now I'm my grandmother's age when I was thinking about that years ago, you know. So now I'm the grandmother that likes to get out and dig in the yard, you know. It's kind of like a therapy, but you have to stay on top of the weeds, whether it's a vegetable garden or a flower garden or whatever it is. And so I don't get, you know, overwhelmed or overwrought with the weeds and the time. I just, every day I go out, you know, and work a little section and forget about it the next day. But last night I was out and I had watered pretty much, I'd gotten most of it done yesterday. And I was picking up wheat. I was pulling a few little weeds. I try to keep it wet and pulled so they don't take root and hold. And it was like the Lord just showed to me in my mind, you know, or gave me that thought that if I'll do that every day in my spiritual life, you know, and if I will daily just make sure that if a little weed tries to crop up in my life, no matter what it is, if the Lord shows me, you know, then if I can pull it then and work on it then it's not going to take root and it's not going to get to be a giant. And then I was sitting here thinking as everybody was talking, we've got some neighbors next door that have got this cane on their property. Yeah. And that cane has been a pistol because, I mean, once you plant cane, that you're just constantly. And so they put down some rock, you know, and they're trying to get rid of it out of their yard. Well, and they put up a fence, and it's still coming up through the rock, and then it's still coming through the chain link fence and the lattice work on our side. And so I'm even pulling weeds that belong to my neighbor, you know. And to look at that spiritually, you know, it's like, be careful that I don't plant a weed. This is how I'm looking at it, is to be careful that I don't plant a weed in my neighbor's life that they will have to pull. But if I'll pull my own weeds, they won't cross into your life, you know. And whether that's words or deeds or whatever it is, it's still important to make sure that I myself keep the weeds pulled. And I was just, you know, I thought, God can give such simple lessons, Brother Paul David. I just enjoyed your talk, you know, because every one of us, although it might be up here, you know, you still feel like, you know, the conscience, you know, God's conscience is on one side and that little devil's on the other, you know. And I had one of my little granddaughters this week, and she said something, and she was telling the truth, but her explanation of it was, my nose didn't grow, you know, like Pinocchio. And I thought, you know, it was just such a sweet, simple lesson, you know, to know that the Lord can touch your mind. But I was just enjoying, even though it was hot and we were wore out, you know, that I have learned. That's my relaxation, is no matter how hot and tired I am, if I'll get outside the house and get to work, you know, then everything else just goes away and I can talk to the Lord and pray and think. But I'm continually, daily, pulling the weeds out of my life.
There's been so many people practicing on you folks today, and y'all have done such a good job. We thought we'd try it one more time. I've enjoyed this service so far, haven't you? I thought here tonight, as Brother Smith opened the service and Brother Paul David followed him up, and how that God is dealing with us. You know, and all these things is happening, it's God dealing with us. It's God showing us how that he can work in our lives if we'll let him. You know, that's the key factor, I think, is that we've got to let him work in our lives. And I thought, Lord, help us to get to the place. You know, Brother Smith has been talking back through the weeks and months how that Jesus lived in a different plateau, lived in a different plane than what we're living in. And I thought, you know, I told Sister McGowan last week as we was going home, I said, you know, there's something that's kind of running around in my head, and I know that if any of you know me very much, you know that things has a lot of room to operate around in there. But it would be easy for us to think that the restored church is going to be just like this. You know, I mean, we're going along here and all of a sudden it's going to be a restored church. But when I think of a restored church, I think of more power than we've ever had access to. Power. I thought it, Brother Paul was talking a while ago, that I'd like to have that kind of power. And you know, and we feel it. I mean, in one sense we do, in another sense we don't. Sometimes we fail to understand or feel maybe some of the things that God has for us until maybe we've been out for a week or two or three or some, off someplace else. And we come back and we feel that at-home feeling, and we do feel that power. But I believe that God's got something in store for his people that far exceeds what we've ever touched base on so far. And one of the reasons why I believe that is because of the experience that I had it's been a little over a year, I guess, now, maybe a couple of years. But I had an experience that was far greater than anything that I've ever felt in my life. And the oddity of it was, you know, I know what it is to yield to the Holy Ghost, and I know what it is to feel the Holy Ghost. I've been around there too now, Brother Smith. That's, you know, this is not a new, it's not new to me anymore. But I was in a service, and I didn't shout, I didn't jump up and down, I didn't run. The only thing I done is stood there and watched Brother Paul Thompson getting a good blessing. And I was praying, God, touch him, really touch him. And, you know, that was all there was to it, I thought. We left that service, and I was telling Sister Ann, I said, you know, I said, I felt a good covering there today. And as I was talking to her, there's something started bumping. Started bumping. I may have to lay low right now, but I can't hardly talk about it without it really starting. It's like an artesian well. Starts down here and it just keeps on going until it, you can't put a cap on it, you know. And we can get into this little deal, you know, where we feel comfortable. It's called a comfort zone. And we think we're all right. I mean, you know, I like that. I really do, you know. I like to think, well, I'm all right. But I have a strong suspicion that we've got things coming that's going to kick us out of our comfort zone. You know, and I know enough about humanity. I know enough about me, you know. And some of the things I've learned about me, I've watched others. I thought here a while ago Paul was talking, you know, that his brothers, which is a reference to me and Jesse, we've told him things in times past, and he finally got the revelation, you know. I could have jumped up and said, hallelujah, he finally got it. Well, let me tell you a story. I've got two or three that I could tell on him. But I had a pickup truck sitting in our yard, and I had a flat on the right front tire. Paul come out there one day. And I told him, I said, Paul, I said, don't go out there and start that truck and move it because I got a flat on the right front tire. Now, most of you folks would say, okay, he's got a flat on the truck, don't bother, right? My brother, after a while he come back by me, you know, he went off, and I knew basically in my mind what he'd done. He come back out there where I was at. He said, Wayne, you was right. That front tire on that truck is flat. Well, now, you know, it might bother you. And if it does, you're going to have some of those kind of problems come up. First few times, it did bother me. But by this time, I done got over it. But what I want to say is that that we're going to be... We're not where God wants us yet. That's what I'm trying to say. And since we're not, God is not going to allow us to stay in a comfort zone. Wouldn't you like to get in that zone or in that plane where Jesus was at? Where he had all this power and this authority, this contact with God. Do you believe we can get it today? I'd love to, but I don't think that I'm qualified yet. You understand where I'm coming from? I believe that Jesus has got to qualify us, Brother Smith, to get to that plane. He's got. Here we are down here, you know, it's kind of like, if he's starting with me, I'm probably down at least on the basement level. And he's got to bring me up the stairs and, you know, to the sanctuary level. Then he's got to bring me up on the platform. And then all the way to the top layer of the platform. That's really not where he wants me to settle yet. He wants me to settle on the mezzanine level. That's where he wants to get me to. Well, if he's got to bring me to that level, he's got to start with me down there. He's got to bring me through some conditions to get some things out of my life to where that I'll qualify for that level. When I get there, I want you to know, folks, I don't intend to leave. Woo! I'm going to stay put when I get there. And I recognize that even at that level, that's not a level of a perfect overcomer. But I'm going to tell you this much. I believe that the church, once it reaches that level, that brother, it won't take a long, long time. We won't be working at no 40 or 50 years, Brother Talley. and stay in this same plane or this same plateau? Wouldn't you like to really, really feel that level? Wouldn't you like to just taste of it? That's what I felt like that I got those months ago. I felt like that I got a taste. That little drop that fell in my heart and in my life, and that little bubble that's on the inside, you know, bubbling up. I feel like that's just a taste of what God has in store for His people. Lord, if it's just a taste, Brother Smith, I sure would like to sit down to a full meal. Woo! My Lord, don't you know He's got something in store for His people? Woo! Wasn't that potluck dinner good today? Oh, it was good. I enjoyed every bite of it that I eat. And if you folks didn't enjoy it, I'm sorry. Let us know something that you like better, and we'll try our best to fix it for you. But I believe that God's got something better for us. You know, we're enjoying what we got. I don't want to diminish what we have. I don't want to say it's terrible. I'm not trying to paint it that way, but I'm trying to emphasize that God has got something better for us. God has got something better. I want that better. I want the gooder stuff. I believe it was Brother Turkey said gooder and gooder, wasn't it? My Lord. So we're looking for a better way all the time. I believe God's got something great in store for us. My sister used to sing a song, and I don't know if I'll be able to do very good with it or not, but it says something like this. It used to be when I was sinning, Satan stood up inside grinning, as the pleasures of this world he brought to me. Turned on me, didn't he? Teardrops started coming like, whoa, let me read it here. I may have to borrow your glasses. Teardrops came like rain a-falling until I heard my Savior calling. If you can't go on anymore, just lean on me. And I won't walk without Jesus, and I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. No, I won't go without Jesus, it just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do just won't do without the Lord. A beggar lame at the gate, just sitting, all his life he'd been regretting, 'cause he never stood up or took a stroll on down the street. Peter and John happened by his way, look up on us, Peter did say, now rise up and walk in the name of the Lord. And he leaped to his feet. And I won't walk without Jesus, and I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. No, I won't go without Jesus, it just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do without the Lord. Well, I won't walk without Jesus, and I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. Oh, I won't go without Jesus, it just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do without the Lord. It used to be When I was sinning, Satan stood off somewhere grinning, as the pleasures that he brought just turned on me. Teardrops came like a rain of falling until I heard my Savior call. If you can't go on anymore, just lean on me. And I won't go without Jesus. And I won't go without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. No, I won't go without Jesus. And just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do just won't do without you. A beggar laying at the gate, just sitting all his life. He'd been regretting, 'cause he never stood or took a stroll on down the street. Peter and John happened by his way. Look up on us, Peter did say. Now rise up and walk in the name of the Lord. And he leaped to his feet. And I won't walk without Jesus. And I won't talk without Jesus. And I refuse to live one day as before. I won't go without Jesus. It just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, I just won't do without the Lord. And I won't walk without Jesus. And I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. No, I won't go without Jesus. It just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do without the Lord. I won't go without Jesus. And I won't go without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. No, I won't go without Jesus. Just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do without the Lord. And I without Jesus, I won't talk. Without Jesus, I refuse to live one day as before. Oh, I won't go without Jesus. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do without. And I won't walk without Jesus. And I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. Oh, I won't go without Jesus. And I think so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, and just without the Lord. So I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before. So I won't walk without Jesus. It just ain't so. Without Jesus, I just won't do without the Lord. Did you
sin, and Satan stood off somewhere grinning as the pleasures that he brought just turned on me. Teardrops came like a rain falling until I heard my Savior calling. If you can't go on anymore, just lean on me. And I without Jesus in my soul, without Jesus I will live one day as before. Oh, I won't go without Jesus in my soul, without Jesus everything that I would do, it just won't do without. Without Jesus, I won't talk. Without Jesus, I refuse to live one day as before. Oh, I won't go. Without Jesus, it just ain't so. Without Jesus, everything that I would do, it just won't do.
This has been a good day. Praise God. Appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe he'd let us have a little taste of this glory, power and glory. We're to start praying for that. What do you think? God, would you let us experience a little power and glory? Little higher power. We may even get up on the high mezzanine, the second balcony, the third balcony. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Well, this coming Saturday is our area fellowship meeting. Starts at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. So, and I'm looking forward to that. And see if you can invite someone, bring someone. I've been asking the Lord about. I feel this. I've never felt it for like this. That I've been feeling in this the last couple of years. So I have to believe it's the Lord dealing with me. And I feel like God wants us to reach out, and that this he's ready to reach more folks with this message. And we all know this, that if God, except my Father draws them, Jesus said, it ain't gonna happen. So we can test the water and see if God is in it. But I'm asking the Lord this. I'm saying, Lord, would you show us how? We don't know very much about how to bring this to other people, you know. And
And but I just envision some of you just having neighbors and friends and family, different ones, that God stirs up their hearts, and you having them over one or two nights a week, and they're hungry, and you just start telling them about this, and you just stay with them until they get hooked. They get a hook in their jaw. God gets a hold of them. I'll just call me if you need help. I'll come help. I'll try. I'm liable to run them off, but I'll try. I'm asking God, teach us, Lord. I did that. When I first started a church, I just started out talking to people about God, and before long they got to talking to different ones, and we just started having them over at the house, and feeding them and having fellowship with them, and then we'd take a time, we'd stop, and I'd start talking to them about the body of Christ. And they'd start asking questions, and I'd talk to them about it. And in a little while, they'd bring somebody else. Before long, we had people coming, wanting a regular service. And so, I feel like, somebody said, sheep bear sheep. So I feel like this is not just for preachers, but I feel like the people of God. After a while, God ought to begin to use us in a way that peace. That person's got something in their life that I know I need. I feel it when I get around them. And there's something that connects you to, or them to, the God of heaven, their creator, the creator of the world and everything in it. And their soul was made by him. And when they feel his presence, he'll begin to deal with them, and he'll begin to use us. And so I just think that he told his disciples, he said, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And he was talking to a boat, a fishing boat crew. He was talking to men that knew how to fish. And, of course, they must have thought about that, fishers of men. Jesus must have already been talking to God about it and must have felt like, up until this time, we don't have any record that he knew even how to catch men himself. But he must have felt like God has talked to me and catch men. And I feel like I can take others with me, and they can learn with me. And he was led of God, because it wasn't too long after that that him and those fishermen were standing on a hillside with 5,000 people standing there listening to what he had to say. Here, and then on the day of Pentecost, after he left, don't you know, when the 3,000 came in, he thought, my, they must have thought he left us something. He gave us something. If we work it like he showed us, I'm asking God, I know you're looking for a harvest. You're looking for an ingathering down here in the end of this world. Would you help us to labor for you? Could we be workers in the field for you? Just show us how to do this. Oh God, I know what'll do it is that genuine salvation Brother Paul was singing about this morning. There's depths of the Holy Ghost, and there's a certain depth of it that you can't, if you get a hold of it, you can't get loose from it for a little while, not till it's ready to loose you. I'm asking God, give us some of that. Give us some of those deep moves and deep experiences. I don't have enough to say, and I don't think any of these other, I think these brethren would agree with me that if the Holy Ghost wanted us just to gather in here and just roll around in the Holy Ghost for several services, it'd be all right with us. We'd say, let's however long God wants us to deep, get in the deep water. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know I've experienced, and I know you have too, some of the deep moves of God. I'm telling you, we don't only need it, this world needs it. We need it resident here in such a way that when people come through that door back there, something touches their life that they've never felt anything of that measure before. Not because of us or who we are, but if we can just open up ourselves and let Him work and flow through us. He's the one going to do the work. But He uses vessels. If we can say, God, show us how. The Bible said, he that's wise winneth souls. God, give us wisdom. And I know what we're praying for when we pray for wisdom, but give it to us anyhow. We got to have it. We got to have it. If we're going to get wisdom, if that means we got to have patience, if we got to have trials to get it, well, just bring it on. We got to, you know, I'm not afraid to pray that way anymore because I know God is not a God to say, just, all right, you want wisdom, I'll zap you with some trials and see how bad you want it. I think He's wise and loving and patient and tender enough that He'd say, I know you don't know what you're asking for altogether, but I'm going to give you as much of it as you can stand. I'm going to help you as much as I can help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, there's no better way. There's no better place to be than serving God among His people. And God working in their lives the way He is. Praise God. Why don't we stand right here and just thank God for this services today. And appreciate this brother that came in back here. We're glad you came in. Sorry it's at the end of our service, but we want to welcome you back, invite you back in again. As many times as you could feel to come and feel on this with us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Oh, Jesus. God, oh God. Father, touch us with some of these deep touches, Lord. Give us the things, Lord, that our soul is longing for. Those things that this world today needs, Jesus. Not only they, but we need you, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to see ourselves and recognize our need for you. And in that finding you, that others would be touched by that, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.